Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who've heard this show before. I'm glad you're still with me. First-time listeners, I'm particularly glad you've tuned in. I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to another new episode of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students and all guitarists' playing level and understanding. So here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time. I'm glad you could join me for episode 030, recorded on Valentine's Day 2011. Sorry about last week, but it was impossible to get to the microphone, and even if I had, I didn't really have time to mix a show, even if I could have recorded one. I'm hoping to keep Monday as the day I record, mix, and post the podcast, as has been my routine for the past 29 episodes, more or less. But that schedule is subject to change. The E-Man is no longer working outside of our apartment, so with us sharing limited space, I can see the necessity to remain flexible, so I will. You may pick up a little more background noise in the future, but hopefully not so bad. So how was your playing for the last 2 weeks? I haven't yet picked up Bob Taylor's book, but I'm planning to do that in the next month or so. If you read it, please let me know what you think. It's called Guitar Lessons, not about how to play the guitar, but how Taylor Guitars became one of the preeminent guitar builders in the country, in the U.S., for those of you listening overseas. It didn't happen overnight, and it wasn't easy, so don't think it's a fairy tale story. It's not. It's got some great constructive business tips, and I'm sure there's a lot about discipline and being set with your goals and not varying from them, which any guitar player can apply to their playing in their life. Now, I have to take this opportunity to say, if you were one of the listeners who voted for Bernadette O'Brien in the Most Amazingly Energized Woman in Centrum's contest, thank you, she won! Everyone who loves her was absolutely ecstatic. I will put the link up in the show notes for you to take a look at. Thank you, thank you, thank you if you voted for her. You might have been a vote that made the difference, so it was just a great thing, and thanks a lot. This episode, being the first podcast of the month, will include the January student review. So rather than spending a lot of time in this intro, let's get directly into the show. The student spotlight is next. In the warm glow of this week's student spotlight, there are 7 students: Anna, Arno, Carol, Danielle, Elliot, Julia, and Olivia. You guys did great this week. I have to say that Arno and Elliot are holding down the fort for the guys, and they're both doing rather well. Elliot's continuing on with songwriting, and some of his things are very interesting. Some are predictable, as is usually the case with a beginning songwriter, but a couple of them are quite noteworthy. Good going, Elliot. All of you exhibited excellence over this past week of your lessons, and that only means that you've been disciplined and focused when you've been practicing, so I think this warrants accolade, and I give you kudos, and you did great. So keep up the good work, and let's get right into this week's news. We've got a big show because of the student review. So let's have no further delay before we move to the question of the week segment. This week's question comes from an email from Tom. Thanks, Tom. A Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick is already in the mail to you. His question was about strings. He wanted to know what gauge strings I recommend for his Gibson Blues King. First of all, Tom, you have to know I'm not the right person to ask. I'll override my extreme opinion and give you sound advice. Why am I the wrong person? Not because I don't know what string gauge to recommend. I just have to stifle my personal, somewhat irrational affinity for a particular gauge string and give Tom some sane advice. Tom, you want 10s or 11s for blues. Probably 10s are the best. If you're new to guitar and have never changed your guitar strings, yikes, unless your guitar is a month old, or always have had a guitar shop change them for you and you don't know what I'm referring to when I call strings 10s or 11s, I'm referring to the diameter of the high E string. I mean the high pitch E string, the first string, that's the string closest to the ground when you're holding your guitar in a playing position. On a box of strings, 10 or 11 will be expressed as 0.010 or 0.011. All the other strings will have other measurements. As the strings get lower in pitch, they also graduate up in thickness. So 10s and 11s allow enough crispness and a moderate amount of bendability for blues playing on an acoustic guitar. Of course, you can use slightly higher tension strings if that's your personal taste. I wouldn't go a whole lot lower because of the abuse you give your strings when you play blues. And, you know, if you go to 9s, yeah, you're going to be able to bend, super bend, but you're not going to get much life out of those strings. It's really, really an issue of personal taste, but I'd recommend you in the range of 10s or 11s. As for what brands to get, Tom, if you don't have a preference, my best advice to you is to purchase one set of several different brands. Among the brands I would recommend, and there are more strings than these out there, but among the brands I would suggest for an acoustic steel string blues guitar would be Deodario, DR, Elixir, Ernie Ball, and Martin. You can play others. Those are ones I would definitely recommend you include in your trial of strings. Pay close attention to how the strings are wrapped and with what they're wrapped. Not every string is wrapped with the same exact composition or alloy. Change your strings each month or two, taking note of the first couple of weeks in how you like the sound and the feel of the different brands. Sound, which is the most important consideration, is the most abstract quantity you have to weigh. And I can't tell you what sounds good to you. You know, later, your choice or preference of string may be influenced also by the amount of playing and wear and longevity you get out of the strings, or it may not. Your desire for a particular sound may totally override reason and sense. I mean, you may be changing your strings every 2.5 or 3 weeks to maintain a particular sound, or you may find a string that gives you consistent enough sound that you can leave them on your guitar for 3 months. I wouldn't recommend it, but you may run into that. So I will take this moment to do an unvarnished plug for the brand string I like the best on an acoustic guitar, which is DR. Now, you have some consideration with DRs, and I've mentioned it before, and I'm going to mention it again because some purists may not use DR strings for the reason I'm about to explain. Because the strings are heftier in girth in general, it's not going to make any difference in your flat metal strings, but the ones that are wound are thicker, considerably thicker than any other strings of their same gauge, I guess you'd call it. And because they're a thicker string, you may not be able to use the original bridge pins that came with your guitar. Now, for some people, that is an insurmountable hurdle, and I understand if that's how you feel. Me, I'm sound motivated. So a modification to any of my guitars is not an issue if it's going to sound better. But I understand if you're playing a very expensive collector sort of guitar and you don't want to put other end pins in it, don't put other end pins in it and don't use DRs. If you have an open mind or an open, if you're just flexible that way, what I would recommend is have a set of smaller size end pins on hand when you try to put the DR strings on your guitar. If you find your original end pin won't go in, especially for the really fat strings, you'll have the pins already there. If your pins will go in, you can return them, or, you know, they're only a few dollars. I'm not telling you to squander your money, but you can return them to wherever you purchase them, whether it's in person or online, within a short period of time, I'm sure, especially if you haven't opened the bag of strings, of end pins. So that's what I would recommend. So don't let my preference for DR sway you, Tom, even though I love the strings. My proclivity for extremely high tension strings is something that goes way, way back. So I didn't mention a higher gauge than he should have. That's my thing. I tend to want to fight my strings. I'm sure there's some deep psychological issue I have, but I want strings that I have to war against. I like the sound of them, and I'm willing to do the war because of what else it gives me. I don't know, I guess I'm kind of like an athlete who wants the bigger challenge when they're doing whatever their athletic event is or athletic practice is. I want to fight my strings. I know there's something wrong back, way, way back. So I won't tell you what gauge strings I would put on Tom's guitar. I'm never going to say it. You'll have to kill me to get it out of me. Tom and every other listener, please listen to this. Before you run out and do anything, consult your individual guitar builder's recommendation for string gauge for your particular instrument, and let that be the most influential advice you take. And I disavow any responsibility for if you put high tension strings on your guitar to see what it is I play on and the bridge snaps off. I take no responsibility for it. You need to know your instrument, and if it can take high tension strings before you put them on, I don't recommend it. It will make your bar chords much harder to play, and other things. I'm not going to even tell you the benefits of playing on really high tension strings for your technique. I'm not going there. So, Tom, 10s or 11s would be what I'd recommend for your beautiful guitar. Check out the brands I mentioned. Check out some other brands. Play them for about a month. Make physical notes if you can't keep it straight in your head. And see, survey an assortment and see what seems good to you. Thank you so much for your question. If you have a question for me, please don't hesitate to send it to my email address, guitartechnique@gmail.com. And if I use your question in an episode, I will send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. All right, let's move on to our next segment for today. We've got a long show, so up next is the news. In the news this week, I'm going to do one of my not too common artist spotlights, and I'm going to mention that Al Di Meola and the World Sinfonia will open their 2011 tour with performances along the West Coast and a stop at LA's Coach House on February 20th. The 11-time winner of Guitar Player's Best Jazz Guitarist Award will play favorites from his 35-year catalog, as well as new songs from the Virtuoso's upcoming Pursuit of the Radical Rhapsody, out March 15th on Telarc International, a division of Concord Music Group. Now, I haven't mentioned too many artists by name on this podcast, and I do that for a reason, but when there is a guitarist who regardless of what your interest is or your personal playing genre or taste is, I have to mention it. And Al Di Meola's mastery of the guitar, and in particular the jazz genre, which in fact he doesn't really stay in the jazz genre at all, but I guess you could best classify him as a jazz guitarist. He is a virtuoso, and when you can hear the very best of the very best of any genre, you should open your mind and open your ears and listen to what that artist's music says. I am not a person who's going to tell you to listen to my favorite genre for any particular reason or necessarily... Well, I might suggest an artist who's a favorite of mine because I tend to gravitate toward the superlative of the artists in a genre. I'm not so swayed by a quote-unquote fan mentality. I'm looking for extraordinary musical experiences when I listen to someone's work. And like anybody, if you're a race car driver, you're very critical of sports cars, their manufacture, their design, and how people drive on the road, because it's what you do and what you do really well. So where I might probably have a lower standard for what bakery I purchase something from, because I'm not a master baker, I'm highly critical of what I listen to, and I only want to listen to what's really good. So my circle of artists that I listen to is limited. And I'm not telling you to limit what you listen to. You need to take musical input from a lot of sources to I guess, result in what will eventually be your own personal style and sound when you play. Because, you know, three people can play the exact same notes that are written on a page and none of them sound the same if they're seasoned musicians. And that's because everyone has their own voice within the strict confines of playing music correctly and well and articulating it the way the music suggests and having good technique and on and on and on. Anyway, I'm trying to say that if you play the guitar and you want to expand your musicality, Al Di Meola's recordings are great to listen to. And if you can get yourself to anywhere he's playing, the ticket is worth the price. Just a few comments about this CD, this new CD that's coming out that I've gathered from the press. Here's one. Backed by the World Sinfonia, Mr. Di Meola's impressive stylistic range and impassioned, intricate tunes that wed jazz, rock, and folk traditions take on a life of their own on the stage, and songs can travel from the emotive to the celebratory at the drop of a hat. Now, you gotta say, if the reviewer has any musical understanding, that's quite a rave review. Here's another one. Di Meola's shows have been called legendary, energetic, emotional roller coasters brimming with fiery passion, delicate arrangements, and his inspiring technique. Okay, so I'm going to put up links about this concert tour on the show notes. And if you are in L.A. on Sunday, February 20th, that's this coming Sunday, doors open at 5 p.m., shows at 7 o'clock at the Coach House at 33157 Camino Capistrano in San Juan Capistrano, California. Tickets are very reasonable. They're under $30. I'll put up a link, and if you can't go to one of his concerts, you should really listen to the man play. He is a virtuoso, and don't listen to whether you like his genre or not. Listen to his playing. Listen to how he articulates what he plays. That's what's really important here. So that's my news for this week. Let's move along to the next segment. Okay, this is the January 2011 student review, the first one of the new year. And I'm going to get right into it because this is a long show. I'm really under the gun for time. I need to be somewhere in less than an hour. So I've got to get this podcast recorded and get out the door. All right, Anna, you're first up. You have made superb progress this past month, except for cutting yourself when we got hung up for a little bit. You're making beautiful progress. Be sure to spend enough time with your guitar. You're doing just great. Anya. I love your eclectic taste. I just wish you were fresher when we have our lessons. I don't mean that you have a snippy, I don't mean that I want you to have a snippy attitude, but more, I want you to be more well rested. Try to get to sleep earlier on Sunday night or take a nap when you get home from school on Monday or something. And also, please cut your nails. Your playing's coming along very nicely, but I think you would benefit more from our lessons if you were just a little less tired when I see you. Arno, I'm glad your beautiful Taylor is sounding a little less rattly than before. I think your humidifying routine is helping it. It's not out of the woods yet, but it's improving. You, on the other hand, are doing remarkably well. Dude, don't forget that when you get a speed challenge or you get in a rut with your speed studies, sometimes the best thing to do is just back off from the metronome entirely. Don't let it psych you out. You know, if you're reaching a plateau or having a little time of not progressing, just shut the thing off for a week or so, not permanently, and just get a little bit more relaxed. You haven't come nearly to where you're going to hit a wall with speed yet. You know, we're not there yet. So take a little break and bring the metronome back, and you're going to be back on the road to increasing your speed. Arthur, you're another one that suffered with a serious cut that's now healed, and we're very grateful that that happened. You're playing very well, and I'm so glad. You have great potential. Your weak spot is getting too tense, so you must always be alert to what kind of tension you feel in your arm and shoulder, and as soon as you're aware that it's tight, you have to relax. It's influencing your playing, and sometimes where you're playing should flow a lot more fluidly. It's tight, it's tense, so you've got to be very sensitive to what your body's doing. Brad, well, you got through your first serious performance. I haven't seen the video yet, but I'm looking forward to it in the next week or so. I know you love your brand new guitar, and I hope you will be disciplined and will put in the practice time on the things that need work, not just the stuff you like and can already play. That's a pitfall for a lot of players who aren't so mature yet. Brittany, we had so many weeks off because of snow in January, but I think we're back on a regular schedule now. You just have to watch your left hand ring finger. It doesn't remain vertical all the time, and frequently it deadens surrounding strings. Also, don't separate rhythm from the music you play. You're coming along very well, though. Just you've got to watch that left hand technique. Carol, you are unbelievable. You have no time, but you're tenacious. I like that about you. Now that some personal things have been revamped, I'm hoping that this spring is going to hold some life changes for you that will include at least a few good days of practice time. We have to live in hope, Carol. Danielle, you are blossoming into a great guitarist. Your command of the instrument is improving all the time, and your sharp, curious mind is soaking up the theory applicable to everything we work on. I know you practice early in the morning, and if you're not going to get up earlier, I suggest a little more practice time in the afternoon or evening. Because of the complex music we're working on and your stuff for jazz band at school, you should be playing more like 45 minutes a day, not what you've been putting in. A half hour is really not sufficient anymore. I can just see the facial expression you would make if I said this to you in person, but you'll just have to adapt. It's the same face that used to occur when you had a long piece of music to play and would look at it in horror. Now you don't bat an eye, so let's increase the practice time and not whine about it. You're doing fabulously. I don't want you to stunt your development by just a lack of time. Elliot, I like your newfound zeal. I also like that you're writing so many songs. As you realized last week, your chord vocabulary needs to increase a little bit, and you need to be a little more cognizant of the keys in which you sing the best. The only correction I'd like to impress you with is that you need to pick more accurately. I love that you're laid back when you play, but there's a difference between laid back and sloppy. I think you're dangerously close to sloppy, even if it's not your intention. So just be more conscious of where your pick is all the time. It's not a hard thing. You just have to rein in your concentration a little bit, but you're doing marvelously. Gary, you continue to improve well. I think your grasp of rhythm is far superior to what it was this time last year. You have a great familiarity and comfort all over the fretboard. You go! The key to your success is taking small chunks of music. Play them and play them and learn them and learn them and understand them and understand them. And then add another small chunk. Don't overwhelm yourself with too much information. That leads you to make too many physically handwritten notes on your music, and then when you play, you spend too much time and attention reading those notes rather than looking at the actual notes. So this is the one thing. I'd say let's take littler chunks, really digest them, get very comfortable so you don't need a lot of extra writing all over your music to execute what you've just learned well. Julia, you have a lot of potential. When you don't get to practice on a given day, you have definitely enough free time to practice extra another day. Not a single twice as long practice session, but rather two different sittings. It's not exactly like not missing the day, but it's pretty close. Now, with that said, I don't want you to think you can practice 2 days and practice 4 or 5 times over those 2 days, and it's like you practiced a week. It isn't. So I'm just saying, when you have an unusual occurrence and can't get to your guitar for a day or two, the following days or even the preceding days, if these are planned absences, you should double up on how much practice you do, just to try to keep your practice length of time and what you glean from your practice fairly consistent. Melissa, you're doing very well. We just have to get you thinking and reading a little bit more ahead so your chord position and changes are smoother. Otherwise, very good going. Olivia, you are developing into a very well-rounded guitarist. We both know you have things you prefer to play. Everyone does. Please just don't neglect the tougher, less appealing stuff that I give you to work on. I won't ever give you anything beyond your ability to accomplish, even if it's a difficult challenge to begin with. You're coming along beautifully. Rob, we've had a bit of an inconsistent schedule for the past month, maybe even a little longer, but I think it's working out, and we're going to be able to live with this schedule. Like a few other students, you need to contact me during your practice week when you have a question or don't understand something. You won't be quote-unquote bothering me. Your advancement is my job, and I will always return your call if you get my voicemail while I'm teaching. You're doing really well, Rob. Talia. Okay, Talia, you're doing quite well. Your personal difficulty is letting overtones ring into each other and relaxing with your playing. You have to understand this is a stringed instrument. It's not supposed to be one clear pitch followed by another clear pitch with nothing else. Just by virtue of that your guitar is acoustic, even if your strings are stopped, because you're playing an acoustic instrument, all that vibration is going to cause extra sound. That's part of the beauty of the guitar. You need to relax with that, and you need to also read ahead a little bit more than you currently do. Remember, play legato unless it says staccato in your music, not the other way around. Good work, everybody. Be disciplined and put in undistracted time on your playing, and you will all continue to improve and be refined. Oh, that was long. Okay, let's move along to the Take Note segment. Thank you. my take notes segment this week is about books that are on sale. Clearance sales in some stores. I've been in Borders and Barnes & Noble recently, and there are a lot of books that guitarists might really be interested in reading at a good price. I didn't check them on an e-reader. I have an e-reader on my BlackBerry, but I would imagine some of these are available for all the popular e-readers that are out there. I've noticed not only clearance prices for some of those delicious guitar calendars I mentioned earlier in the Christmas and Hanukkah gift suggestions segments, but I've seen books about guitarists and guitars. And don't forget Bob Taylor's book. I keep plugging it. I know Bob's never going to send me a Taylor for all my plugs, but, you know, that's how he became a successful businessman, probably not giving guitars away to every Tom, Dick, and D.A. whoever mentioned his products on the air. By the way, when I read the book, I will give you a review of it. Depending on your impressionability, reading about favorite artists' climbs to success or difficult path to their goal musically may or may not encourage your road to guitar mastery. Don't just read about the artists you know. If you're a jazz cat, read about some blues players or classical players. If you're a classical guitarist, you might want to read about a rock legend. Not that they play your genre, but regardless of style, most musicians share common experiences. Don't just read about the guitarists. Broaden it to other musicians or other artists like dancers or fine artists. Da Vinci may be more inspiring than Keith Richards for some guitarists. It really depends. Also, you may or may not want to take into consideration what your personal lifestyle is as to whether you want to choose particular musicians or artists of any type to read about and mull over their lives. Of course, take that into consideration. Stimulate your mind. Reading is as good for a musician as playing music is for a student in middle school or high school. It's really good for your brain. I see a lot of people who are passionate about their playing not just have a laser beam focus in their practice time, but they don't do anything else. You know, maybe they watch movies and listen to CDs or MP3s, but if you ask them what the last book they read was, they can't tell you because they don't read, or they don't, you know, do some physical activity, you know, some exercise or something. You've got to be a broadly stimulated person and a well-balanced person to play well. That's just the truth. So you might want to pick up a book that's on sale, or get it from your library, that's even better. So do a little reading. Expand your mind and read about another musician's struggle or another artist's struggle with mastering their craft. That wraps it up for this week's segments of episode 030. Let's move along to the outro. Thanks, everybody, who voted for the most deserving contestant, Bernadette O'Brien, in Centrum's Most Amazingly Energized Woman contest. She won, and deservedly so. Great. It was just great. It's something that we're all so happy about. Great going, Anna, Arno, Carol, Danielle, Elliot, Julia, and Olivia for their excellent playing this past week. Check with your guitar maker for the range of gauges that are appropriate for your guitar strings and try several brands to find the one you like the best. Al Di Meola begins his 2011 concert tour in San Juan Capistrano, California on Sunday. Check concert dates in your area to hear an artist that has grown in acumen and technique for decades. The January student review was pretty positive, and you can read about parallel and contrary experiences of other artists, which will expand your mind and general understanding of your art. Lots of Guitari books are on sale at the large booksellers and, I imagine, digitally. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for this episode of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and/or entertaining. I will include links to anything I mentioned that you might like to explore further in the show notes. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, GuitarTechniqueTutor.com, and you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please take note that there is no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email me with your questions for the question of the week. If I use your question, I will be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique, or you can join the GuitarTechniqueTutor.com Facebook page. Links to both are on the GuitarTechniqueTutor.com homepage and podcast page. You'll also find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways, as well as to subscribe to the show notes by email or by a reader. If you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hilburn, Mahwa, Midland Park, Montvale, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddlebrook, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Tuxedo, Upper Saddle River, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. Calling is best, and my phone number's on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules and you're a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. Practice, have a great week, and until next time, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time.